how do you bring together art and life? And this to me looks like you've got an art component and then you've got a life component.
I mean, everybody has seen that bathroom in some cheap hotel or some relative's house.
And they've been brought together in a very deliberate and overt way.
We're here with curators Caitlin Haskell and Sarah Roberts talking about George Siegel's Woman Shaving Her Legs.
She's this kind of ghostly lump in the tub. And it is unsettling.
It is, yeah.
And the razor's a real razor.
About that ghostly lump of a woman, Siegel would wrap his models in plaster-soaked bandages and let the materials harden, the way a doctor might put a cast around a broken arm. Once he cut the plaster away from their bodies, he'd put the hollow pieces back together and deliberately left them faceless, like mummies.
It's a real bathtub. I built it exactly the way a plumber would. The girl stands in a bathtub like an ancient, narcissistic pussycat caressing herself. And, you know, she can be a woman anytime, anywhere, but she's in a 20th century antiseptic enclosure. I was after composing ordinary, real space around you, psychologically wiping out the idea of art as high art, taking it off the pedestal,